The Nolan Show calendars have arrived. Why would you not want a 2020 calendar to chart your year with Stephen's bake looking at you every time you looked at a date? I've checked it myself. I think all the dates are right, and I think every month is spelt correctly. I think we had issues with that in the past. If you would like one, it is a leap year this year, I've been told in my ear. Yes, that was a wee issue we had. So if you want a calendar, I want you to come on air today and tell me what your New Year resolution is. 030-30-80-55-55. Or indeed, if you think that they are nonsense and you don't make them for whatever reason. But if you want a calendar, a Nolan Show calendar, then I want you to come on the programme. The number again, 030-30-80-55-55. And again, it happens every year. January at first rolls around and people resolve that this time, this year, it will be different. They'll maybe run a marathon, go vegetarian. They can be big or small resolutions. But it is, I guess for many, it's a long-held tradition. But are they worth taking? I'm being told in my ear, at the front page of the Daily Star, the editor must read this paper, Meatloaf apparently is going vegetarian. That's not right. Are you serious? He needs to, well... Daily, I didn't realise we got that in the Nolan Radio newspaper bundle. What do you reckon? Let's talk to Niamh McElhattan and Niamh Horan. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Niamh McElhattan, we'll start with you. Have you set a resolution?
No. I am not really into New Year's resolutions. I'm more into, I know it's going to sound so tacky now, but self-improvement.
Yes, it does sound tacky.
I know it does. I knew you'd say that as well, Benny. I know, I think it's all about improving things that you want to improve about yourself as opposed to big resolutions. So I have to admit, I was out listening to a podcast in the morning and Dr. Phil was on about Life Code and I bought his book. I'm a total sucker for self-improvement, but I do think sometimes we have to give ourselves a pat on the back and say we're as good enough as we are.
But is that not part of a New Year's resolution? Because it can be anything. So part of that might be to maybe give yourself less of a hard time, be more confident or, I don't know, something like that. Some kind of self-improvement, self-help.
Yeah, self-help, self-improvement, you know, do things for more people, be less selfish, all those things. But I don't think they're resolutions. I think they're things that we should be doing all the time.
Okay. Well, Niamh Horan, if I read one more post that says, New Year, New Me, I'm going to get rid of all these toxic people from my life, et cetera, all these big promises. It's nonsense, Niamh Horan.
I know some people mistake social media for their diary. You know, I'd be complete opposite to the other caller. I'm allergic to the term.
The other caller is also called Niamh.
I'm
so
sorry.
Surely, you can't forget
it's
that.
Early morning. I'm allergic to the term self-improvement. You can't improve on yourself. And no matter what you do or don't do, you're enough either way. But I absolutely am a big believer in setting goals at the start of the year. And there's a big difference between intentions and decisions. And if you make a decision to do something, it's a lot more concrete. And I think, like I've done it the last couple of years, writing down your goals, making them measurable. So it's, don't just say, for example, save money. You say, I'm going to save 5,000 euro by X date. And that is much more likely to come about than if you just put something down willy-nilly. One big
yeah.
thing that I don't ever do and I don't believe in is any diet New Year's resolutions. Diets don't work. It's a multi-billion euro industry for a reason, because people have to keep coming back again and again and again. By all means, there are
yeah.
people starting this morning, and they will be able to put down the sugar, or they will be able to put down their favourite junk foods, but they won't be able to keep it down.
And that leads me to my next question, because I understand that setting a goal for yourself, that can be a good thing, a positive thing, help keep mm-hmm. you focused. But at a time where we do expect a lot of ourselves and there can be a lot of pressure, anxiety, just through general day-to-day life, is this not, Niamh Horan, another way to make you feel like a failure? Another expectation, some more pressure to put on yourself, something that you've got to try and achieve, and then you feel bad about yourself if you don't get there?
Well, only if you equate who you are and yourself to what you do and what you're able to achieve or what you aren't able to achieve. You can't equate a person to their actions. You can change all the time. You can start again the next day. I think it's important to have goals. It's important to and be able to say, to challenge yourself,
okay,
and say, oh, I can do something a bit better here, but it doesn't define you, you know, and I
okay.
think this is new me. I hate that phrase.
I think I saw it in your Instagram. Niamh McElhattan, before we go to the news, some people will say that there are others that take advantage of this pressure on yourselves, this expectation that just comes down to marketing for half these New Year's resolutions.
Well, I'd say that there's probably a lot of truth in that, and I'd say there's a lot of truth in what Niamh says as well around social media and the impact it has on our resolutions and self-improvement. But I think sometimes we're very hard on ourselves and we're our own worst critic. And I think if we give ourselves a wee bit of self-love in 2020, we'll be better people.
Okay, Niamh McElhattan and Niamh Horan, would you both like a Nolan Show calendar?
Yes, of course.
Really?
Is it a naked one?
It's not a... I'll double check, but I don't think it's a naked one.